We're doing the book of Mishle. We're up to what's called the fourth chapter, the 20th pasuk. And Shlomo continues with his advice and says, "Bini lidvarai hakshiva, my son, listen to my words. La amarai hatos necha, hearken your ear to that what I'm telling you. Al yalizu meheinecha, shomrein betoch levavecha. Don't let them go out of your sight. Keep them within your heart." Meaning, you could sometimes listen and hear for the moment. So Shlomo HaMelech continues and says, keep it within your eyesight. The advice I'm telling you now is for life. It's not just for now. And sometimes you could keep it within your eyesight, but not take it to heart. Shlomo HaMelech says, no, shomrim b'toch levavecha, and I want you to watch this in your heart. Take it to heart. Ki chayimim limotzeihim ulchol b'saro marpe. For my advice, the Torah I'm teaching you is life for all those who merit to find it, and it is healing for all of his flesh. Mikol mishmar nitzol libehecha. I want you to watch your heart. One understanding here is from everything the Torah tells you to watch yourself. Yes? Okay. And another understanding here is that more than you watch anything else in your life, watch your heart. Meaning, our tendency is to think that life revolves only around our actions. Do I do positive things? Do I do negative things? And you'll notice that the Torah consistently trains us that it's not only about our actions, it is also about what leads to our actions. In the Ten Commandments, it doesn't only say you have to be careful what you do. It also says be careful what you think. Be careful what you covet. Be careful what you desire. The Torah trains us to nip it at the bud. The Torah tells us we have to focus not only on our actions, but also on our thoughts. And so Shlomo HaMelech says, Mikol mishmar, above all other things that you watch in life, nitzor libecha, watch your heart. Watch your thoughts. Watch your desires. Take control of the root of your actions. Ki mimenu totzeot chayim, because all of life stems from the heart. You might think that it's all about what I do. Yes, it is all about what you do. But start with what you think, because what you think leads you to what you do. Hasel mimecha ikeshu hutpeh ulzut sifatayim halchek mimecha. The simple understanding of the pasuk is protect yourself, remove from you anything that people will speak badly about you. Hasel mimecha ikeshu hutpeh, remove from you people speaking badly. Ikshut pe means people like twisting their tongues as they talk about you. Ikesh means twisted. If people twist their mouths as they speak about you, they're perking their lips. What a guy. You don't have people talk that way about you. Ulzut sefatayim achek mimecha, and remove from you the twisted lips. Don't let people speak badly about you. So that's a simple reading of the pasuk. I think that when a Jew lives up to being a Jew, people respect him.
Around the world?
Around the world, too. Until Lieberman said, when Lieberman was interviewed by Larry King,
which one?
Lieberman, who was going to be vice president, when he was interviewed by Larry King, and Larry King asked him, who are the two people you admire most? And he said, Moshe and Jesus, in the same sentence. I think the world scoffed. If he would have said Moshe and Solomon, Moshe and David, if he would have said something that was true to his heritage, true to his beliefs, the world would have looked at him and said, okay, that's a good person. When you had the elections in New York also for assemblyman, and you had, what was his name? He said he won't go on Shabbos. He said he won't go to the debate on Shabbos. Everyone thought it would backfire, and quite the contrary. Everyone was floored. Hikened? When he said, I'm not going. I'm a Sabbath observer. I can't attend the debate on Shabbos. He won the election on that. People respect someone who is true and stands up for the truth. If Netanyahu would stand up and say, this is our heritage, this is our Torah, this land is our land, and there's nothing to talk about, people would respect that. The Arabs are saying it, and the world's respecting it. We're not saying it. We're not saying it. The one thing he said it about Yerushalayim, you see, he's holding pretty steady. Hashem should give him the strength to stand on it. I don't know if we can trust him on it, but so far, I don't know, I haven't read the news today. Things here change like by the hour. What? Okay, fine. What? Shlomo HaMelech says you have to take care not only to do what's right, but also to avoid people speaking badly about you. A person has to try and live his life in a way that is not only correct in the eyes of God, but also other people should see him in a positive light. Sometimes a person says, what do I care? I'm doing what's right. We see over and over again, Shlomo HaMelech says, no, you have to care about your reputation. The Netziv once saw his nephew prepare a letter to be sent, and the nephew by mistake put the stamp upside down. So the Netziv said, go fix it. So the nephew said, why should I take time for my Torah learning? What do I care? So the Netziv said, the mailman will laugh at you. So the nephew said, and why do I care? So the Netziv said, you should care about anyone that laughs at you, including the mailman. Go fix the stamp. Shlomo HaMelech says we should be concerned to a certain degree in small issues. It's not a big deal. It means taking another second and fixing it so that people will not speak badly about him. So go fix the stamp. The attitude. We're not saying that we have to compromise on our principles. We're not saying we should compromise on anything the Torah says. But there are areas that the Torah doesn't give us an opinion. There are areas that it's up to you. A person could say, does it matter if I comb my hair when I leave the house or not? Yes, it matters. Don't have people talk badly about you. It's interesting. I met an older woman a few years ago, and she told me that when her daughter came to Israel, this goes back about 35, 40 years ago, her daughter took an apartment here on Ben Zion Street, and she told her daughter, you have to remember you're in Shiduchim. I don't care if you're going out of the house to take out the garbage. You don't leave the house unless you're dressed nicely. At your age, you have to think about that. I don't care what you're leaving the house for. You don't leave that house unless you're dressed nicely. And it turns out, this is what the mother told me, that her husband lived in an apartment like in the same building. You know how the buildings are here in Israel. You have two entrances, so you could be in the same building and not know one another. But he saw her from the window. That's where the shidduch started, when she was going out to take out the garbage or something. I don't know exactly how it went. But she said, and I told her when she left the States, You got to be careful how people look at you and how people talk about you. Shlomo HaMelech says, a person could say, you know, I'm just going out to take out the garbage in the morning. What difference does it make if I go out in my pajamas? And you could do that. The question is, what are people going to say? And Shlomo says, we do sometimes take into account what people say. Why should people speak badly about a person? When it's avoidable. When it doesn't contradict my principles. If it's just a question of, I'll tell you a simple example. I'll give you a simple example. I get up in the morning to learn, right? I always have the question, should I learn another hour and daven an hour later? Or should I daven at an earlier minyan? But then the way the timing works, the base medrash I learn, and I won't be able to get as much learning in as I'd like. Because by then, by the time I get back, there are more people there. I don't have as much time to learn. And I feel that one of the responsibilities of someone who's learning Torah is that he's not seen going into an 8 o'clock minyan. It would be better for me. I know I didn't wake up at 8 o'clock. I know I got up early and I was learning until then. But I also know that the way people look at a person who walks into an 8 o'clock minyan and walks out of an 8 o'clock minyan, they look at him and they say, oh, that's why yeshiva guys, they're all sleeping late, they're all wasting their time. I know that's what people would say. So even though there's a certain prize, it means I have to rearrange my whole schedule and figure out how I'm going to get that extra half hour of learning in, and it's not easy, but I don't think I have so much of a choice, because a person has to be concerned. There's no reason that a person should have people say bad things about him. I know, you know, it doesn't matter. Shlomo HaMelech says we should be concerned about that.
much rather than this preoccupation. I mean, I also feel it. I mean, what's the limit here? And especially in a religious kind of environment where very often people feel that, I don't know, the society around the religious side is more judgmental because there's more, you know, standards to live up to. For people sometimes seem to get very heavy, this preoccupation really with what, you know, my neighbors, what my
friends... Well, saying they'll say bad, you know, it's like... I once had a conversation with a guy who was apologetic that he came to class in shorts, and I didn't even notice. I don't care if a guy comes to class in shorts. However you feel comfortable, I feel comfortable. I don't get involved. I know it was you. It just struck me, that conversation, because I didn't even notice, and you felt like you have to apologize. What do you have to apologize for?
I'm saying, like, coming out of this, I feel it, for example.
I knew that's where you were coming from. That's why.
My pants, for example, is a pair of shorts. So I'm walking around, but I'm conscious that perhaps I'm overconscious. I don't know.
Right, that's why I gave that example.
I don't know, the people thinking, but possibly that's so. I mean, and, you know, people see me in a certain way, perceive me in a certain way.
Depends on the environment you're in. Here at Machon Meir, tonight, there's no one here in shorts, but you see how much I notice? I just looked. Come on, you're in Machon Meir. Half the guys are in shorts, non-shorts. You want to come to Yeshiva, you're in shorts. It makes no difference. There's no. That's what I'm saying. It depends on the society you're in. You can't say something wrong. A guy wants a... I understood that's how far you're taking it. Right? That's why I gave that example. Because I think that that's taking it too far. Meaning, Shlomo HaMelech described a situation where people speak badly. He wasn't describing a situation where you feel like, well, they'll think I'm not as learned, and if I were more learned, then I'd be dressed like this or like that or the other way. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about ikshute, lezut svataim. Are people going to speak badly? Not are they going to think I'm as great as I want them to think I am. Are they going to speak badly? So that's a different story, meaning I could do something that's perfectly legitimate, but they won't know. If a guy is walking with his sister in the street, and no one knows it's his sister, so he should be modest. He has to be more careful than he might ordinarily be with his sister or his daughter or his mother. No one knows it's your sister or daughter or mother. Why? What, you don't want people saying, well, I saw him walking down the street holding a girl's hands. You know, it's not necessarily an intelligent thing to do with your sister or daughter or mother anyways, but let's say for whatever reason, yeah, it's not a person has to take into account. What are people saying? If no one knows it's my sister or daughter or mother, so then I have to be careful. A person is learning here in Machon Meir. His mother comes to visit. He has to take into account that no one else knows it's his mother, right? Okay. What? Yeah, okay, fine. So sisters, so let's say a sister, you know. Shlomo HaMelech says we have to be concerned also with what people are going to say about us.
Just one last example. Somebody that say, in the army it happens very often, you have people that come in with help, and they've not put feeling this morning, and they come, and they put feeling in there, and everybody knows they've not prayed on time. Do you think that's according to this principle?
I don't think so. Feeling? No, because a guy who puts on tefillin for mincha in the army, well, everyone knows that there are situations where a guy's been up for 2 days straight, and that morning it was the first time he got to sleep was at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's not normal, and it might even be forbidden for him to get up to daven on time because he's endangering people's lives. So anyone knows that they've been in that situation, and the guy most likely did nothing wrong. It's not that he's lazy. It's just, this is the conditions that you're in. And
in other conditions,
then it's probably more intelligent to put on the tefillin at home, right? Or to daven in the Ezras Nashim, where no one has to see that you put on tefillin for mincha. But if you're wearing madim, it might not be a problem. And if you're wearing your uniform, and everyone sees you in uniform, if you're in a crowd like Kiryat Moshe, where everyone knows what it's like to be in the army, so then I don't think it would be a problem. And in the army, it's like one of my rabbeim once said, can you go into McDonald's to use the bathroom? You're traveling down a highway, and the next time you're going to hit a gas station is going to be 25 minutes, half hour down the road, and right here you have a McDonald's, you could use their bathroom. So he said, yeah, go in and use the bathroom. So we all jumped, because we all grew up with that being the prime example of Marisayan. And we all said, wait a second, the guy looking at you sees you walking in, doesn't he think you're going to buy a non-kosher hamburger? So my Rebbe said, no, the guy looking at you knows that if he needed the bathroom, he'd also stop and go into that McDonald's. So he should assume, why'd you go in? It's not like he sees you going to the counter and buying something. You went to use their facilities. So I think the same thing with the army. What?
Yeah, they should assume that they should give you the benefit of the doubt. It's not something that I see, but I mean, a lot of people don't, you know?
Could be, right? I guess.
I was going to the hotel and I realized I had sandals on. I was looking around, I was like, and then a little better. So when I got to that side, I remember a lot of tourists coming over there and Christians and everyone that's kind of looking. I saw a lot of women over there in pants and I was like, okay.
פסוק חפה עיניך לנוכח יביטו ואף אפיך ישירו נגדיך. שלמה המלך says, keep focused on the truth. Let your eyes look straight ahead to the truth and to the honesty. ואף אפיך ישירו נגדיך. And also a person should always look to walk down the straight path, down the honest path. A person has to think, what are the results of his actions? All too often, our eyes are here. We look down at the next step. And Shlomo HaMelech says, Einecha lenochach yabitu, look ahead. Don't just look at the next step, look at the product of what you're going to do. Look at what path am I on, where am I headed? And then, afapecha yeshu negdecha. Then your eyebrows, so to speak, your eyes are going to be focused on a straight path. If you want to walk straight, you can't look at the next step. You want to go a straight line, you got to look straight ahead. If you look to the distance, you can see if your path is straight. So this is a metaphor. He's taking the way a person walks, and he's saying that's the idea in life as well. If we're saying a person has to choose an honest path, a straight path, and the key to a straight path is to look ahead. People sometimes, when they get married, so they live on a small budget, and they say everything's great, and they're making ends meet, and they figure everything's great. But if they think for a minute, this is the cheapest time in their whole life. You have two people making an income, and your expenses are at rock bottom. From here, they just start growing exponentially. Look forward. What's going to be when there are kids, and there's education, and there are diapers, and there's baby food, and there's doctors, and there's dentists? And people can't just look at the moment. Very often, couples are taken by surprise when suddenly the expenses skyrocket. Wait a second. Look forward. Don't just look at today. Part of leading an honest life is being able to anticipate what are the normal challenges that life will throw at me. So look forward. Don't just look here. You wanna walk a straight path? Well, then look beyond the path. Look forward. A person has to be accustomed to seeing what's going to be the result of the path he's on, not just this minute. Very often when guys come and ask me what they should do this month or this year, the first question I ask them is, where do you want to be in 5 years and where do you want to be in 10 years? Let's analyze the next month or the next year in light of the bigger path. Where are we headed? And I'm always surprised when people say, wait, I got to think about that. Well, then your plan for the next year should be part of a bigger plan. You can't anticipate completely where you'll be in 10 years. You don't know when you're going to get married. You don't know a lot of things. But you should at least know where you want to go. If you look down the long road, then you could start planning the short road. Person asked me, how should I learn this month? I ask him, where do you want to be at the end of the year? Person asked me, where should I be this year? I ask him, where do you want to be in 5 years? I think whenever we plan things in life, we have to look at the big picture and then the small picture and then see how it works together. Shlomo says, look to the distance and then you'll be walking a straight path and the short path as well. Pales magal raglecha v'chol derachecha yikonu. Shlomo HaMelech says, Pales, I want you to weigh Ma'agal Raglecha. I want you to straighten out the path of your feet. Don't just go down the path that seems convenient right now. V'chol derachecha yikonu. And if you evaluate your path in life, if you think about it, then you'll find yourself going down correct paths. Very often, if you ask a person, why are you doing this? He'll tell you, there are a lot of things that put me here. And instead of trying to take control of our destiny, the little control that we have, very often we let other things guide our destiny. And there's a minimal amount of control that we do have, and a person has to take advantage of that and try to control where he's headed. If a person is planning and looking ahead, then he has more of a chance to exert what influence he can on the future that's waiting for him. Al tet yamin u'smol haser raglecha mira. Shlomo HaMelech says, when you're going down the path, don't go to the right, don't go to the left. Remain balanced. The only time you have to run away is haser raglecha mira. When you see evil, then don't try to find a balanced path with evil. When it comes to evil, run the other way. In general in life, al tet yamin u'smol. Don't go off the golden path to the right or to the left. Remain balanced. The one time you run is haser raglecha mira, to distance yourself from evil. Okay? Huh? Yeah.